birds singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
Sweet.
I like blackbirds.
I remember as a kid laying down in the leaves and watching them just migrate all across the sky. You couldn't, man, and for miles, just, it was so beautiful. It's kind of like what they show in the movies, you know, because that's all everybody really cares about. I could just turn on the movies and see animals and stuff. Yeah, sure you can. But, you know, earlier I was talking about, you know, expanding operations. And there, I was going to talk about Wrongy Whitey Radio, but they hung up. So instead, I'm going to go to Mary.
Hey, Pizza Box. You know, you are so right, reminding us that animals don't instinctively litter their environment, you know, unlike humans. I think our ever-increasing huge brains are taking us far astray from our survival instincts. And I wish that the resources and energies that find their way into sports and big entertainment would find their way to our, you know, dealing with our climate crisis.
Well, hey, you know what? Animals have their own garbage people, like possums and carp and other wonderful things that were created by the earth. But we had to mess it up, Mary. Oh, and there she's gone. But you're, yeah, man. It makes me sad because, like, I've been seeing videos with people with pet spiders and stuff now. And I hate to say that while I was cleaning my home, my mother's home, where I reside, and downstairs, that I there were just too many, and I had to kill some of them. And I'm sweeping, and I'm dusting, and I'm vacuuming, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm not the problem here. And then I catch one. You know, I catch them when I can and take them outside, but, you know, I've got some, it's like a utility room off of where I live, so, you know, there's always spiders and that stuff up in the rafters. You can't get that. What are you going to get, like, an elephant to come in there and suck all the cobwebs out of there? They don't make, no, and I'm not going to get on the ladder. I did the ladder stuff, you know, trimming my mom's hedges and stuff, and you know what? That was kind of scary. I told you at the beginning before the show how strong I feel, right?
Yeah.
That's a bunch of crap. Okay.
Oh, man.
No, I mean, I feel that way.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's just the child inside me.
Well, and sometimes that's what keeps you going, though, you know?
Well, now the child inside me is watching my grandchildren and my son and his family moving all around in different places in Mexico. And because it is a different world, isn't it? You've got a family of six or eight, and what, you're just going to go out and look for those, that high employment in America when like 60% of the jobs don't pay enough? Mm. Oh, it's coming down. Yeah, you know, people are starting to get hungry. And when people get hungry, bad things happen. But nobody seems to mind when, ignoring other people when they're hungry that they've watched for years and years and years on poor people. Yeah, we're a Christian nation, all right. I can't wait till Jesus gets here. He's going to be like, oh, I know, Mike, you were at the casino doing stuff, but you know, when you won, you went downtown and gave people money and stuff and bought them lunch. Listen to this story. I went to the casino this week, and I'm doing my $20. And I got to admit, over the last 2 weeks, I didn't win with my $20. I probably lost about $100 over the 2 weeks' time. Yeah, that's not too bad. And so I go there and I'm down, you know, I'm up $13 and I'm down $13. And all of a sudden this thing gives me, you know, $10, $20, ooh, $70. Okay, awesome. I'm up $100. I'm like, well, I'm going to play a little bit, $20, and I'll leave up $80. And that's almost even from, because I'm still hungry, man. I want to find another. This is fun, the way I play. It's like fast paced and don't give it much time, any of that. And I look at these machines. There's four of them, and these are kind of like ones where you hit, and then the wheel spins up top, you know. And you know, they got that little bandit arm on it that you can pull. But it starts at like, it goes $5, $10, $15. And there's, you know, three chairs, and then there's one missing in front of the one. So that tells me that's, yeah, these people, like I do, you know, So I don't move the chairs, but like some people move the chair out of the way and they just stand there and they go fast and then they leave. And I look at it and it says they were betting $10. And I look at the credits and it says 286. 286 credits. And I looked around and there's nobody. Yeah. First come, first serve, man. Pushed it up. $286. What do you think of that?
Hey.
Sounds like a trip to Michigan real soon.
I call that just a...
Pure little, Michigan, man.
A little bit of the good energy you put out in the world come back to you.
Focus on what you need. You need really good marijuana to get through these times. And you can sacrifice other things to do it. You don't need any alcohol. You don't need soda. You don't need a lot of cookies or candy or anything. Yeah, focus on what you need and cut out all that other stuff. But for a guy like me, oh, absolutely, I need that. I will go insane. Watch. I mean, I can't scroll down Facebook. I can't turn on the dirty laundry on every, you know, national news. It just, there's just so much death and dismemberment of the, of everything. I don't know if people realize it, but they probably don't, because how long do you watch that stuff? But see, I don't even need to see it because I live it. I feel it. I have empathy. I feel the pain of every living thing on this planet. And that's what I wish everybody else had, but I'm blessed that way. Don't you think? Or am I wrong? Am I going to hell in a handbasket? And I know my best friend is doing worse now. So now she's calling me like every day and she'll want to like sit on the phone with me for, you know, 3-4 hours. And I'm like, hey, hon, I can't do this every day all day. And then she feels hurt. And it's like, this sucks.
Yeah.
You know, this place really does suck. And I can't wait to get up and do it again tomorrow. You know what I mean? That's the way the world is. And if you let it kick your ass, then you don't get up the next day. But as long as I can, I'm going to keep getting up every day. And it's just fastest hour in radio. And no, I'm not, you know what?
We don't want to end on that.
I don't want to end the day that way, CJ. I see that you want to call, but it's like, I know what you're going to do, man. And it's just going to be this Republican tirade of how everything, this and that. And I think everybody's already heard it, like every single call that you've ever made. You wouldn't be talking about what I was talking about today. You wouldn't talk about blackbirds or butterflies or rivers drying up. You'd be like, yeah, okay, yeah. And then I'd ask you, hey, what do you think about that?
Yeah, well, let me tell you, you know, Biden and Clinton and Democrats and Democrat cities and violence. And
yeah, you know, the violence really does come from your guys' side, as is evidenced every single time. Yeah. I posted that this week. I was like, you know what? I use my soul and my heart to get through this stuff. And my soul is not a physical thing. So therefore, it's not going to lead to violence. Hmm. It's going to be the exact opposite. Now, you wanted to say something, I believe.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say maybe CJ would have mentioned how horrible it is about the NBA trying to get allow more people to
vote. I don't even want to hear it. You know what I mean? Because Ronnie Whitey is just something that I don't tune into very long.
To vote. Why can't more people vote? It should be easy and everyone should have access.
Well, and that's why I'm glad these guys are moving stations into different parts of the state to use some critical thinking and entertainment and stuff, because you can't just beat on people. You know, they call it politics, but for me, all this stuff is personal, man. Always has been. If it was politics for me, I'd run. And you know, I could run far left and kick the crap out of a lot of these clowns out here. I really would like to see the left part of the Democratic Party that's in Congress right now just take let's see that blue wave go through, right? No, not the red wave that CJ was talking about, that McConnell's crying about. No,
it doesn't look very good. Got a better chance in Congress because we got gerrymandered districts, because it's not a whole statewide thing.
Yeah, we know all that. You still might lose, because when people listen to people like, you know, Ron Johnson talking about taking away entitlements like Social Security and Medicare when they're not entitlements, damn you, you old crusty blue-eyed snake, cottonmouth Ron Johnson. Less Ron Johnson, not more Ron Johnson. Because I've seen enough, and even Republicans have. That's why he's behind. Yes, and he might lose to the black guy. It's like watching the Wisconsin version of Obama, which I'm jumping all on board. Yes, I'm going with you, Mandela, and you know the left in the Congress and the Senate went with you, and yeah, that wasn't my problem. My problem was, you know, letting everybody have their say in their primary vote instead of pulling the plug on it like a re-Trumplican kind of thing, because I don't like that. I do not like doing that. And I don't think voters like that. And that's the biggest problem with both parties. People don't have a choice. Thanks for listening in. 92.7 FM, Devil Radio. Also 1580 AM. And in Waukesha, the Shaw, caca, 540 AM, 101 FM. Don't forget to check out Jeff's Guitar Clinic, right? Replay tomorrow at 1 o'clock or noon. CJ, why don't you try calling again tomorrow?